Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, hi there. I'm just wondering if it would be possible just to get some general advice on how to treat what I think is sour crop in one of my eyes are brown hens. The sort of front crop area is very like large and squishy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to be treated at home? I suppose I'm just wanting to ask. I'm not an expert when it comes to chickens. I just noticed her, she seemed to gradually be getting bigger over the last few days, and I've checked it first thing this morning, and it's like she's ballooned out at that front crop bit, and it's, yeah, very squidgy ceiling.
Yeah, like obviously we need to remove the remnants there, and that obviously, if you've never done it before, is difficult.
Yeah.
Need to work out what's actually causing the slow crop to be there. Like, is there an infection? Is there a blockage? Is there something physical that's causing a blockage there?
Sure.
Without assessing, obviously, we won't be able to tell you over the phone.
Sure.
Yeah, so at home, really just supportive care. As I said, we do need to evacuate that crop, but if you've never done it before, I would not be advising to do it yourself. There are risk of aspiration, and if things can go badly with that, if it's
sure.
not done properly. So my recommendations would be to get the vet to have a look at it.
Okay, sure. So there's nothing that can be done from a support in terms of at home massaging it or anything like that to try and shift it.
Yeah, like there are risks. Like we need to get all the contents out if it is truly a sour crop situation going on.
Sure.
And as I said, that is done by evacuating the crop and flushing it, which is, if you've never, as I said, never done a crop feeding or anything like that before, can be quite risky, and it's not something I would be either recommending or advising to do over the phone.
Okay. I suppose I just wanted to check in terms of, like, will she be very uncomfortable and in pain if she's experiencing that?
Like, definitely the longer the contents stay in her crop, it ferments and she can get quite sick from the contents in her crop. So,
okay.
As I said, has she had any access to, like, any things like grass clippings or rocks or anything like that she might have ingested at all?
No, like they're kind of free range, but in an enclosed pen, so it's kind
okay.
of all the grass and everything's been scratched away, and it's,
yeah.
yeah, it's, so there's nothing like that
there.
I would have thought
yeah.
she's accidentally ingested.
Yeah, so I guess ruling out that there's no actual infection, if there is, that needs to be treated, antibiotics is what would be required, and that is prescription, so they would have to see the vet for that.
Okay. The only other thing was she seemed to have a slightly dirty vent, was what I noticed.
Yeah, so if she's got something metabolically going wrong internally, causing the messy vent, like whether it's a parasite, an infection or something like that, that can cause things to not progress and stop, like, digesting and things like that and being unwell. So there could be a secondary issue going on which has led to a sour crop situation as well. So definitely
okay.
the signs of a messy vent, it does sound like something could be occurring. It might be nothing, but it could be definitely something that might definitely need to be treated.
Okay, and if I'm not in a position in terms of cost of, you know, because I don't know how much does that kind of thing tend to cost to treat for
yeah.
a chicken?
Like it does vary. Initially, our consultation's 170. If we need to, like if she's well enough just so that we can, within the consultation, evacuate that crop, flush it and send her home with whether it be antibiotics or some other medical treatment, it does vary. Like it could be like a couple of $100 to do that. If she needs to be admitted, if she's quite unwell, then that can mount up to quite a couple of $100. It's something
sure.
that we would be able to give an estimate once we have done an assessment and know what's going on. They'd probably want to do either a special stain on the crop or the feces just to rule out that there's no infection going there, and you'd be looking at about $50 for that stain.
Sure. And it's not something that can, it doesn't sound like it's something that will fix itself. Would that be right?
Listen, like in some cases, very mild cases, it might, with supportive therapy, offering just like fluids, warm supportive care and making sure that they've got access to some food and water and everything like that, sometimes it can resolve, but in some cases it does need medical intervention.
Okay, and if that's the case, and in terms of, I'm not in a position for cost, is euthanasia the best next step then, if it's not resolving and I'm not in a position in terms of paying for it to be resolved?
Yeah, like obviously, depending, that's a call that you and the vet would have to make yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's up to their discretion whether or not that's in the best interest. And if it's something that is definitely recommended, it's something we can do, if that is the situation, definitely.
Okay. No, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for your help.
Not a problem at all. Okay, all the best. I guess the other option also would be surrendering to someone like the RSPCA or something like that if she's not entirely, if she would be able to be treated, and
sure.
It's something that you're able to do, that is possibly another option that you could look into.
Okay, no, thank you. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Okay, all the best.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.